This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A government report says terrorism suspects have been able to purchase firearms in the U.S. legally. Gun control supporters say the report underscores the need to tighten requirements for gun purchases and to investigate would-be buyers more closely. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
In the first half of 2004, people suspected of involvement in terrorism tried to buy weapons in this country 44 times. That's according to a new study by the Government Accountability Office. The report says 35 of those purchases went through because federal officials could not find any reason to block them. John Lacey of Americans for Gun Safety says that makes no sense.
If you're not able to get on an airplane because you're a suspected terrorist, you shouldn't be able to purchase a firearm.
Gun control groups have been pushing to improve the background check system, which is focused on denying firearms to drug addicts, convicted felons, and others. This study, Lacey says, uncovers yet another flaw in the national instant check system administered by the FBI.
Being on a terrorist watch list should at the very least slow the purchase down in order to give law enforcement the time necessary to take the steps to investigate.
The report shows that the FBI has been able to slow the process down. Over the past year, the FBI has started comparing the names of would-be purchasers with the watch list. Wayne LaPierre of the National Rifle Association says that shows the system does work.
What happens is Washington actually calls the specific person that put the person on the terrorist watch list and ask that person, is there a reason to deny this person buying a firearm?
In 9 of those cases, the agent looked harder and found that the purchaser was an illegal immigrant, for example, so the sale could legally be blocked. Nevertheless, the GAO study gave new ammunition to congressional critics who want the FBI to be more aggressive in using background check information to stop crime. The Justice Department would not comment on the report today, but in the past, the department has said that this data can only be used to allow or stop a sale. The information then has to be destroyed within 24 hours. Former Attorney General John Ashcroft told Congress in 2002 the information cannot be retained for investigative purposes.
The only permissible use for the National Instant Check System is to audit the maintenance of that system, and the Department of Justice is committed to following the law in that respect.
While the department has stuck with that reasoning, the FBI says it does store some information obtained when people on terror watch lists try to buy a gun. The Bureau says, however, that this information is classified. It cannot be disclosed to the gun dealer, for example, and the NRA's Wayne LaPierre says it wouldn't be fair to disclose the information or to simply block these sales since there are so many open questions about the watch lists.
How does someone get on the watch list? What is the watch list? How is the watch list managed by the federal government?
Civil liberties groups have asked the same questions and gotten few answers. Congressman John Conyers, a Democrat from Michigan, says questions about the watch list should be ironed out separately. But in the meantime, he's sponsoring legislation that would block these sales.
The FBI checks against the terrorists and suspected terrorist list to see if any of those persons are on that list. And then we interrupt the sale right then and there.
If that happens, terror suspects could still buy their guns illegally or at gun shows. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.